I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. The original text of the Constitution is completely silent as to who is eligible to vote. At the nation's founding, the right to vote, suffrage as it's called, was a matter for the states. A few of the American colonies under Great Britain had allowed land-owning women to vote, but by 1807, no state permitted women's suffrage. Such was the state of things through the Civil War years. In the 1860s, following the Civil War, the efforts of suffragist leaders like Susan B. Anthony and Lucy Stone would lead to women's suffrage in a number of individual states, mostly in the West. But it took World War I and the entry of women into the workforce to replace men gone to war to provide the impetus, after a number of failed attempts, for Congress to pass the 19th Amendment. It reads,
"The right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex."
Texas ratified the 19th Amendment just 24 days after Congress passed it. It became the law of the land when Tennessee ratified it on August 18, 1920. Our companies operate in a dynamic world of ever-changing laws, regulations, and risks. That's why you should never renew a policy absent the advice of a commercial insurance expert. As the renewal date for your coverage approaches, sit down with a Hibbs Hallmark & Company professional for a no-cost review. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.